Well, Cole, nice qualifying time today, and a nice charge in the main until you went down. Bummer for you that it was potentially going to be a really good main event for you.
Yeah, for sure. We were definitely picking up momentum, you know, as the season goes on. And like you said, had a good qualifying time today. I'd never qualify good. That's like kind of always my weakness during the day. But yeah, me and Kenny came out swinging 1 and 2, and then had a good, really good heat race. Was kind of, you know, cat and mouse with Eli there for a little bit, past Marvin and Baggett, and yeah, I was going into the main with a ton of confidence and got off to a good start, but the way the start funneled in, it pinched me off, and I went from second till seventh in like 2 jumps. Yeah. So that was tough. And then yeah, I was making some passes and just trying to be efficient because I knew it was going to be a long race, and me and Plessinger almost got together, and nobody's fault, just tipped over, and I caught a bar, my own bar, to the stomach in the whoops like halfway through, and kind of
I missed that one. Did you go down?
No, they're not showing 11th out there very No, I was just coming through and had like 7th and 8th in my sights, like the next section over. I was like, I need to get to those guys, and I just could not breathe. So no excuses, just trying to build on the positives and taking it next weekend. And yeah, it's a huge mental thing for me right now. I'm just really trying to get the mental confidence back, and it's coming little by little. Yeah. Not as fast as I'd like it to, but at the same time, like I said, I just got to focus on the positives.
Yeah, we were kind of saying like slow start to the season, at least first 2 rounds. But yeah, I think the Triple Crown was good for you, even though, you know, quietly, you know, you didn't get a lot of press, but you rode well. And then and then this weekend looked to be another potential good job. So last couple weeks been better.
Yeah, been better for sure. I think Phoenix was, even though it wasn't a good result, it was probably where I've like found my stride, where I was like, all right, I belong here. You know, I can battle with these guys. I can go 20 minutes, and I got the speed. You know, that was really where I like found my confidence again. And like tonight, I found, you know, little by little, even though, you know, minus the crash, it was unfortunate. But yeah, like you said, I'm just building, trying to take the positives. And I was so hard on myself last year and learned a lot, you know, sitting on the sidelines. You know, last year I'd be so mad at myself when I get 4th or 5th, and now I'm like, all right, you know, that was actually pretty good. Like, I was in a good situation last year, and I'm just trying to get back there.
One of the things tonight, I thought, technical track because of the ruts and the slow jumps. I mean, everybody was kind of doing the same things, but a guy like you could kind of, you know, pick through the lines and make some time up, I thought.
Yeah, it was tough, man. It was, like, I was just talking to Gilmore, our suspension guy. I was like, I don't know what we could have done better, like, to make the bike better for that type of track. And it was really just the whoops were gnarly. Yeah. They were so hard to get through, so... is what it is. It's going to be a completely different track next weekend too, so we'll see.
Yeah, though you should have saw some guys by the end of the main, man. They were dealing with like being tired and those whoops.
Yeah. Oh, I was too, for sure. And I couldn't breathe, so it was a struggle fest for me out there the last 5 minutes. But like I said, just we're getting there, chipping away at this thing, and you know, making my way slowly towards the front again.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
Cool.